Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to God Favorite Ministries.
That there's a component of humility that means that I come with a posture of being yielded to God, understanding that I come boldly to the throne of grace, but I come with a posture of worship. Fourth, I must understand that God has already given me what I need through the component of answered prayer. His promises will fulfill my whole wish list. Matter of fact, if I delight myself in Him, He'll give me the desires of my heart. And He'll begin to unveil the secret manners and the secret plans and the secret destinies that He has for my life that will free me from all anxieties and from every peril of evil as I get ready to petition God. And finally, I must come to Him and remain in complete submission. I must say yes, God, to Your will. Yes, understand that as I seek You first, the kingdom of God and His righteousness, everything that I desire will be added unto me. I'm ready now to go to the throne room. I hope you're ready to put yourself in a posture of prevailing prayer. God is getting ready to move every mountain as we get ready to boldly go to the throne of grace. And we decree and we declare that we have faith in God. Verily I say unto you, according to Mark 11, 22 and 24, that I shall speak to this mountain, and the mountain shall be removed, and it shall be cast into the sea. And I will not doubt in my heart, I shall have whatsoever I say, and it shall come to pass. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye shall receive them, and ye shall have them. As we start the prayer of healing is a phenomenal prayer. Be healed, be made sound.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You are listening to God's Favorites radio program coming to you live tonight. Praise God. I want you to get ready tonight because tonight is healing night. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I just believe that God wants to do something great in your life. Praise God. God said there is no good thing believed withhold from those that walk right before Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. So as we venture into tonight, praise God, we're going to believe God for everything that so easily tried to beset us, praise God, and realize and recognize that God is here for us, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So I am just playing some prayers right now, but first we're going to allow Minister Peggy Biden, after I come with a prayer, Sister Peggy Biden will come, and then we'll come back with some prayers, and then I'll come in with a little teaching, praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight because we love You, Lord God. And Lord, You have given us the authority, O God, to come before You, to praise You, to give You glory and honor, O God. And Father God, You said man ought to always pray and not faint. And so, Lord God, we, O God, lift up our prayers to You. We lift up our hearts to You. We lift up our mind, our strength, and our soul to You, Lord God. O God, knowing that You're doing great things in us, God, because You said You are renewing our inward parts daily, God. We thank You, Lord God, oh Father God, that You have created us, oh God, in Your own image, oh God, and for Your own purpose, oh God, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank You, Lord God, that we can come before You, Lord God, oh God, and believe You, Lord God, oh God, for the miraculous, Lord God, and anyone tonight, oh God, need a healing tonight, God, oh God, we believe You, God, oh God, from the four corners of this earth, tonight, God. We are asking you to move. Everyone that listens to this program tonight, God, Lord, we're asking you to move in their behalf, oh God. No matter what they need healing from, oh God. I don't care whether it's sickness or disease or families or tragedies, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you can comfort those who are need comforting, oh God. Oh God, yes, Lord God. Lord God, you can do anything but fail, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, you the awesome, you the awesome, you the most precious one, oh God. Oh God, that we can even ask and think of, oh God. You're the one who created us, oh God, in your own image, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. You are the one, oh God, oh God, oh God, that lifts us up high above every circumstance, oh God. You're the one, oh God, that heals us. You're the one, oh God, that sets us free. You're the one, oh God, oh God, Father God, oh God, that, oh God, created us to praise you. And Lord God, we will lift up our voices toward the hills from whence cometh our help. Oh God, because all our help cometh from you tonight, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, we praise you tonight, oh God. We give you the glory tonight, oh God. Oh, Father God, yes, Lord God, that mother's heart that's breaking, oh God. Oh God, oh God, heal, oh God, from the loss of that son from gun violence, oh God. Heal that mother's heart, oh God, that old daughter just got pregnant, God. Heal that mother's heart, oh God, that's out there on children on drugs, disobedient, oh God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Heal that marriage tonight, oh God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, where there's so much turmoil, oh God, in the family, God. Oh, Father God, yes, God, we believe you. We believe you, God. Oh, God, we pray that your people will trust in you and believe upon you with their whole heart, mind, and soul. So we believe you, God. Yes, Lord God. Oh, God, yes, God, that you're going, God, going to step in there, oh, God. And, Father God, you're going to remove every dead thing from them, oh, God. Oh, yes, Lord God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, that your ways are not like our ways, oh, God. Oh, God, so we can expect for you to do great and mighty things, oh, God. Oh, Father God, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Oh, you set in everything to give thanks, oh, God, for this is the will that concerneth you. We thank you, Lord God, oh God, for strength, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for power. You have, oh God, put power in us, oh God, to tread upon scorpions and demons and, oh God, the enemy, oh God, and trample them on our feet, oh God. You have given us the authority, oh God, to command them, oh God, and they shall go in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You, oh God, have done it all, God. So, Lord God, we stretch out on you. We stretch out on you, Lord God. Oh God, yes, Lord God. Oh God, for the glory of the Lord shall be seen in our lives, oh God. Oh, we shall walk in victory. We shall sing in victory. We shall talk in victory. We shall praise you, oh God, oh God, oh God, from the rooftop, truly, 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 truly. Oh, for you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh God, Father God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord God. What shall we say? What else can we say? But thank you, Lord God. Praise you. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord God. Oh, glory to your name. Praise God, praise God. Well, as I said, you are listening. This is going to be a different type show tonight because I believe God say someone is going to be healed. And I want to know, praise God, you who all are listening. Are you listening to God's favorites tonight? Coming, you are listening to God's favorites radio program coming to you live. Have you lost a son, a daughter, a loved one to prison walls or drugs, maybe slain by the bullet, whatever you may be going through? God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts tonight. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My God, the God that I serve, the God that I serve is willing to help you, to reach out and touch you in every way that it seems possible. Oh, praise God. God will do it, y'all. God, we got to trust God more. We got to believe God more. Praise God. You got to trust him. You got to learn how to depend upon him. That's what he wants us to totally depend upon him. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is God, and there is none other like him. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Hallelujah. Oh, he's my great getting up in the morning. He's my lying down at night. He said he'll lead me through the deep valleys, and oh, he'll be right there, and he'll never leave me nor forsake me. Praise God. That's the kind of God we serve. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. If we read the Psalms, praise God. Oh, God, God is a comforter. He's the God of all peace. Hallelujah. Oh, when nothing else shall, when all else fails, God is there to pick us up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. And think about it, forever and ever and ever. There is no end that you will dwell with the Lord. Oh, he has a mansion for you. Yes, he's awaiting for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, at this time, Minister Peggy Biden going to come, and I'll be right back with some prayers.
Pastor Vivian, this is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian Green George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. Area code 504-347-5797 is our home phone number. To listen to our radio program, the number is area code 714-409-0578. Press 1 if you would like to speak to or give a praise report for God's glory. Our pastor will be glad to consult with you and talk with you. So remember, that number is area code 714-409-0578 on Sundays at 7 o'clock until 8. And on Fridays at 8 p.m., Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, a part of the Ministry of God's Favorite. Again, call this number. On Friday at 8 p.m., 714-409-0578, and you will receive a great blessing just by listening to God's Word. God's Word always helps us through our trials and temptations. And this is what the Ministry of God's Favorite radio program is all about. On prayer requests tonight, we have prayer requests for people that have problems with their eyes. They need surgery. They have allergies. They have different things going wrong. More treatments that they have to take. Laser surgery. Everything God knows. Heart diseases. We pray for people with heart disease. We pray for people with cancer. My next door neighbor has just been pronounced with kidney cancer. There's no hope on replacing the kidneys, but God is the healer, and he is holding on to God's promise. Just think about children, parents, children off the street. The homeless people, think about them. Pray for them. Our neighbors, we never know what's going on in our neighbors' houses, and we never know what's going on the streets that we live on. But we just bring it all to God. God sees the drug problem. He sees the alcoholism. He sees many of the aches and pains that parents are going through. So let's pray for our prisoners and our mothers and fathers that have children behind those bars. Think about how protection is what we need. We need to keep God's love in our hearts in order to have protection around us. Think about it. this week and pray for protection. Pray for our government. Our government needs a lot of prayer, regardless of where you're at, what you're doing. God said to pray. And let's pray earnestly. In his word, Psalms 139, it says, God knows everything. Lord, you have examined me, and you know all about me. You know when I sit down and when I get up. You know my thoughts before I think them. You know where I go and where I lie down. You know thoroughly everything I do. Lord, even before I say a word, you already know it. You are all around me, in front and in back, and you put your hand on me. Your knowledge is amazing to me. It is more than I can understand. Yes. Where can I go to get away from your spirit? Where can I run from you? If I go up to the mountains, you are there. If I lie down in the grave, you are there. If I rise with the sun in the east and settle in the west, beyond the sea, even there you will guide me. With your right hand, you will hold me. I could say the darkness will hide me, let the light around me turn into night. But even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as light as day. Darkness and light are the same to you. You made my whole being. You formed me in my mother's body. I praise you because you made me in an amazing and wonderful way. And you have done it wonderful. I know this very well. You saw my bones being formed, and I took shape in my mother's body. When I was put together there, you saw my body as it was formed. All the days planned for me were written in your book before I was one day old. God, your thoughts are precious to me. There are so many. If I could count them, they would be more than all the grains of sand. When I wake up, I am still with you. Isn't that wonderful that you are with God throughout and God knows everything? He is. He's a specialist in all activities, all thoughts, and schools, and everything. Tonight I want to tell you about a book that our pastor has written, Why Not a Woman? And I'm going to read something from it so that you can listen and see. You're interested. You can go to different bookstores and you can look for it. It's Why Not a Woman by Vivian Collins. And it is beautiful. It has a lot of encouragement for you. Be a spirit-led woman. A spirit-led woman is dangerous. She is a threat to Satan, because if you push her one way, she'll come back another way. She is strong and determined, refuses to quit, and is stable. Proverbs 31, woman is a praying woman. She is going to attack the devil's territory, not only for her family, but for the good of others. Her aim is to win, because she knows who she is. Remember, God knows who we are, and we are an ambassador for Christ. Yes, go to the bookstores and look for it. Why Not a Woman by Vivian Collins. We thank you for listening to our radio program tonight. Remember, Sunday nights at 7 and on Friday nights at 8. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. We love you and we praise God. And yes, ask God for a healing in your soul, a healing in your body, just to say, praise the Lord. I feel the power and the wisdom and the protection that you give me. Call someone, give them that number and tell them, God's Favorite Radio program is on Sunday nights and on Friday nights. Isn't it wonderful that we can share His word with you and give you an encouraging word also? Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you, my darling. Thank you so much. Yes, our title lesson tonight is Healing for My Soul. Healing for My Soul. We are asking God to do mighty things tonight. Praise God. In every aspect of our lives. Praise God. Tell God tonight what you want Him to do for you. He said, I will do it. In John 14:14, He said, if you shall ask anything in My name, I will do it. Now, God wants you to believe that tonight. God wants you to stand on that tonight because we are believing for healing. But the only way you can receive this is believe it. Praise God. Do you believe God's word? God's word is true. If you shall ask, praise God, anything in My name, He said, in His name, if it's to be done in His name, He said, I will do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. We know that Jesus went about throughout all the regions in His lifetime, healing all kinds of diseases. I don't know tonight what you may need healing from. I believe that God wants to touch and heal you only if you believe. Only if you can believe for it. If you doubt in your heart, you're not going to receive it. But I'm believing God for you tonight. Don't you think that your situation can be healed? Oh, yes, it can. There is nothing too hard for God to do. There is nothing too hard for God. He cleansed the leper. You know what a leper is? It's anything. Is someone who has psoriasis, characterized by eruption of rough and scaly patches. That's what psoriasis is. So a leper is, praise God. Back at that time, it was called leper. Now it's called psoriasis. So if you, I'm saying this because if someone is listening tonight, I don't care what kind of ailment you may have, God is willing to step in. And we're going to look at, praise God, some of the healing that Jesus done in through and out His ministry, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The first one we're going to look at, Jesus healed the leper. And it came to pass when He was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought Him, saying, Lord, if Thou will, Thou can make me clean. You got to call upon the name of Jesus. You got to believe upon the name of Jesus. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Jesus told him, I will do it. And then Jesus spoke to him and said, be thou clean. And immediately the lepers departed from him. And he charged them to go and tell no man, but go and show yourself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded. Let's look at another instance. Jesus healed a paralytic. And it came to pass a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord presence to heal them. The power of the Lord is always present to heal us if we believe. The power of God is always present. Praise God if we believe. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man, palsy, and they sought mean to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find what way by might bring him in because of the multitude, they went up onto the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch in the midst before Jesus. Whatever you got to do to get to Jesus, that's what you need to do. You can't give up and say, God didn't heal me, because God is there. God is waiting for you to do something, to reach out or to trust him or to believe on him. Praise God. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, man, thy sins have been forgiven thee. God is ready. God is ready tonight. God is ready tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's ready to your situation. Now, I know that we have heard this so many times, but it is worth repeating. God's word is always afresh and anew, over and over again. It's repeating over and over again. God wants to heal you of your disease, your leprosy, or whatever it is. Praise God. God's love for you is so tremendous. His love for you. He loves you and has loved you with an everlasting love. Praise God. Or different kinds and diverse kinds of spirit. When we look at Luke, praise God, Jesus had to cast out some things. You got to cast some things out tonight. Luke chapter 11. And he was casting out a devil. And it was dumb. And it came to pass, when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. Some of them said, he's casting out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils, and others tempting him, sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against itself cannot stand. Satan also be divided against himself. How shall his kingdom stand? If the devil is in the way, how shall it stand? It cannot stand. It cannot stand, praise God. We got to get to kick the devil on out. We got to move him on out. And when we go over to Mark, the man with the unclean spirit, starting at chapter 1 and verse 21. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as scribes. And there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who art thou, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out. Jesus has given us that authority to rebuke the evil spirits that come up in our lives. Those spirits that tries to take our mind. Those spirits that tries to make us think wrong. Those unclean spirits, foul spirits, we can rebuke them out of our lives. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed. Praise God. We got to believe God. We got to believe God. Now, if an unclean spirit come up into our home or feel like it's in our bodies, we got to command it out in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Chapter 2, Jesus healed a crippled man. You say, I've been crippled all my life, this man too, and you can be set free. It is nothing too hard for Jesus to do. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. That means so many was talking. Oh, the healer is in the house. The healer is in the house, praise God. There's a stranger in the land. I used to hear them sing, there's a stranger traveling through the land, praise God. But this stranger, when he entered into this house, they were making a noise. I know they were talking all kind of, who is that? Oh, he's here. Oh, you can just hear the noise. And straightway, many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. They probably was all out the doors. Can you imagine? Not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was and had broken it up and let down the bed of the sick of the palsy where he lay. I am telling you tonight, yes, Jesus is here. He's ready to heal you. He's ready to set you free. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God will set you free, your mind free, from all the torment of the evil one. Praise God, hallelujah. But he said, believe and have faith. Praise God. You've got to believe. Praise God. God wants you to. He wants you to trust in him. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus has paid a great price for us, praise God. He has paid a great price for us. And the price that is paid, praise God, he wants us to believe that he can do anything but fail. Let's look at Mark 10:46. And they came to Jericho, and he went out of Jericho with his disciples. And a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, sat by the way highway side begging. Now I'm talking about the blind. I said if anybody can be set free tonight, I don't care if you're blind. I don't care if you can't talk. I don't care what you're going through. This is your time to believe God for your healing. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he would hold his peace. But he cried out the more, no matter what people tell you to do, no matter what people say you can't do, you won't be healed, you better believe God tonight. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called, and they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Jesus is willing to make us whole. Whole from everything. Everything that tries to hinder us. Everything that tries to keep us from being what God wants us to be. Praise God. The devil is a liar. God is willing. God is ready. God is ready to move on our behalf and to set us free from everything that tries to keep us from being what he wants us to be. Praise God. Let's talk about this faith thing for a few minutes. In Mark 11, praise God, 20 through 26, it says, praise, and Jesus answered unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whatsoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Listen what the words of Jesus said. This is Jesus speaking. He said, you shall have whatever you say. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have any forgiveness, unforgiveness in your heart. Now is the time tonight to let it go and ask God to move mightily in your behalf. If you have aught against any, that your Father also is in heaven may forgive you and your trespass. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. God is asking us in every way, every way, every way for us to get free from everything that will try to hinder us, praise God. He is willing to step in there, praise God, and to help us to be free so that we can receive anything that we ask. Oh, yes, that we ask from the Father. Praise God. The Father is willing to do it. Praise God. The Father is willing to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And watch and see what God will do in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to play a prayer, and then I'm going to come right back to you. Praise God. Yes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Knowledge and obedience. We need focus. We need faith.
Yes, Lord.
Vision and motivation.
Yes, Lord.
Father, lose positive energy and success. And out of all that getting, we need understanding. For Proverbs 2:6-7 said, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 9:10, God, you said in your word that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Lord is holy understanding. You told me in James 1:5 that if anyone lack wisdom, let him ask of God.
Yes, Lord, yes,
and I'm
Lord.
I'm talking to you right now, God, and I'm asking you.
Yes, Lord.
You say you'll give to all men liberally.
Liberally, Lord.
And
yes,
it not, and
yes.
It shall be given. What you just told me is there's no limit to your wisdom.
My God, my God.
Pour it out on me, God.
Pour it out tonight, God. Pour it out. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Psalm 119:130 says, the entrance of thy words giveth life and giveth understanding to the simple. And even things that might appear to be simple, but yet behind the wall of simpleness is a serious matter. Give us wisdom to take life seriously. For you said in your word, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Give us wisdom to keep our priorities in order. And we thank you for the abundance of wisdom. We thank you for knowledge, and we thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
For power.
My God.
We humbly fear and reverence you, because that's the beginning of wisdom. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us power over our emotions, because when we don't know what else to do, the answer is already in your word. And we thank you that before we make another mistake, we come to your throne and we bless you for wisdom. And we ask this in your Son Jesus' name. Thank you, God. That's according to Ephesians 1:17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, has given us wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. I bless you that from this day forward, our steps, I'll thank you that is done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Prayer.
as we go to the throne of grace for one of the most precious prayers that I believe is one of the most important prayers that we can pray, and that's the prayer of peace.
Ask God for peace.
When I think of peace, think of a state of tranquility, freedom from civil disturbance, a state of security.
Yes, Lord.
It's freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts or emotions. When I think of peace, I think of harmony in personal relationships. I think of something that brings silence or calmness or a smile or greeting or a positive farewell. When I think of peace, I think of God. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in your throne of grace, thanking you for your presence.
Yes, Lord, yes.
You've given us your precious Son, Jesus Christ, who is our peace. Thank you for this opportunity of prayer and worship. For you alone are God, and I reverence you, and I bless your holy name. Your name is great, and you're worthy to be praised. Father, today in this world, in society, in our culture, in our neighborhoods, in our workplaces, in our homes, even in our places of worship, we need peace.
Yes, Lord.
We ask you today with a pure heart to bless our life with divine peace. We decree and we confess and declare that peace will follow us, rest upon us, and follow our lives in every place that we encounter. We need peace. Every place that we reside in, we need peace. Every place we visit and every place we approach, every place we depart from in our present and in our future, God, we need peace.
Yes. Remember all those that was murdered at the synagogue right now.
We need peace so we can have the proper direction in order to fulfill and carry out the assignments in which you have given for our destiny and our purpose.
Yes, Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus, according to Matthew 18 and 18, you gave us the power to bind and gave us the power to loose. And we bind in the name of Jesus every satanic spirit of confusion.
Yes.
We come against thoughts that are not correct. We bind fearful, tormenting thoughts. We come against every disruption, every satanic interference. We come against the spirit of depression and oppression, stress, anxiety. We come against the things that just have the ability to upset our day and upset our life from having the atmosphere of peace. We come against the very manipulations that causes us to have sleepless nights and bad dreams and bad feelings. God, we need peace. We need peace so we can function properly. We need peace so we can release the love of God that is designed for us to walk in. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we lose a perfect peace of mind in our thoughts and in our hearing, because you said in Psalm 29 and 11, the Lord will give peace unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace, and we ask you to give us peace. For Psalm 55 and 18 says, he hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. Father, the things that we're fighting that we can't talk about, bring peace to every hurricane, every tornado, and every storm in our life. You said in Isaiah 26 and 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. I thank you right now that you will give us, according to Philippians 4 and 7, a peace that surpasseth all understanding. A peace to hear you, a peace to understand what you're really doing. Even when we can't see you, even when we can't trace you, and it looks like we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, give us peace. Peace to understand that our destiny will be fulfilled. Peace to understand that every promise that you promised us, you'll release it.
Yes, Lord.
We need peace to function in that life, so that we can make you proud of us. We thank you right now that we have eternal peace. Peace to our families, and peace to our marriages, and peace when we're all alone, and peace when we're around people, and peace even when we're around our enemies, and we're around environments that are not good, we still can walk in peace.
Yes,
we thank you that there's peace. There's peace in our neighborhoods and our workplaces, and there's peace everywhere we go. We receive the spirit of peace.
I know.
God, we're thanking you right now that peace will rest in our speech. Peace will be in our living. Peace is in our faith. Peace is in our heart. Matter of fact, God, our stress is over because we trust you. We thank you right now, God, that you've given us a peace today that simply doesn't make sense. In the midst of depression, in the midst of economic famine, we thank you that there's peace. Peace in our country. Peace to where wars will cease. Peace to where racial barriers will be broken. Peace to where hate has been removed. Give us peace today. And we thank you for peace in the precious, matchless name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, that it's done. These seven prayers of victory are prayers that I believe will change your life. Right now, my prayer is that the mantle of divine prayer will rest upon your life, and that your heart and that your spirit will gain spiritual and supernatural momentum. My prayer is that you'll begin to see the manifestation of God quickly, that you right now begin to praise him and lift your hands and give him glory, because you don't have to wait till the battle is over, but you can begin to worship him now. Matter of fact, God has it. He's already fixed it. It's your season. You need to seize the moment, because your best days are on the way right now. We decree it and we declare it according to Job, when it says, if you decree a thing, God will establish it. We thank you, God, that according to 1 Corinthians 2:9-10, it is written, for eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. And God, you know we love you. We love you so much because we know Ephesians 3:20 is operating in our life right now. For you have done exceeding abundant above all that we can ask or think. We bless you. We praise your holy name because we know it's done right now, God, and we thank you. We thank you for the privilege, and we bless your name for the opportunity. We cannot cut this prayer off until we bless you. I don't have time to tell you how much you mean and to break down every description of Jehovah. I'll just simply say you're Jehovah everything. You're the God that controls everything in this earth. For the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And we thank you that our best days start right now. And we rejoice that it's already done. Satan, we serve you, know this. Your time is up. Your season is over. For we have victory right now. So we rejoice right now. Because there's no longer a mountain. And where a mountain was existing, it's now a plain, a foundation to build my greatest miracle. And God, I thank you. That is done now in the precious, matchless, holy, awesome name of Jesus. And it's done in Jesus' name. Amen. Walk in victory. It's already done. For the battle is not yours. It's the Lord.
Lord.
God bless.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Believe God. Believe God. Believe God. The prayers are going forth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 His word, he has sent his word, praise God, to heal all our diseases, praise God. God has sent his word, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, yes, there's power in the word of God, praise God, power, 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 praise God, hallelujah. In the name of, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we stretch out on his word. Oh, we believe you, Lord God, for your word tonight, God. That your people, oh God, are being healed tonight, oh God, and set free, oh God, from every demonic force, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Oh God, who shall we call upon but the name of Jesus? In that name, Lord, there is power. In that name, oh God, there's deliverance. In that name, oh God, there's healing. In that name, oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to read you another, oh, praise God, scripture from the word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus raises Jairus' daughter. Yes, he can raise that daughter or that son from the destruction, whichever way they're going. Praise God. But in this instance, Jairus' daughter. Oh, praise God. And Jesus turned him about. And when he saw her, he said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole." And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house, he saw the minstrel of the people making a noise. And he said unto them, "Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth." And they loved him to scorn. Oh, praise God. They might laugh at you when you do some things, but when God is in the midst of it, praise God, God will deliver. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is here to set free. Believe God. Don't believe man. He said, "Cause don't lean on the arms of flesh, but lean on the everlasting arms of God." Praise God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's look at another one. Praise God. And they went out, and behold, we talking about Jesus healing the mute. And they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitude marveled, saying, "It was never so seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He casteth out devils through the prince of devils." Jesus is ready to cast anything out, praise God. Oh, yes, oh, yes. That was in Matthew, praise God. I was reading from Matthew. Anything, and I'm trying to show you tonight, anything, oh, that the devil is trying to hold over your head, praise God. Oh, yes, God is willing to remove that dead thing from you, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God will not withhold. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, the prayer of healing.
Sound the hole to restore health, to cause an undesirable condition to be overcome. Healing means to restore to original purity or integrity. Healing means to return to a sound state. So as we go to the throne of grace, we pray the prayer of healing for victory. Father, in the name of Jesus, we boldly come to your grace and in your divine presence, thanking you for the precious gift of your Son Jesus, for this special privilege and opportunity to come and pray to you. For you alone are God. I reverence you and bless your holy and majestic name. You're truly great and you're worthy to be praised. I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus to bless every person up under the sound of my voice with divine healing. I pray and I believe, God, that the power of healing will rest upon their lives, as well as every place that they enter, every place that they encounter, every place that they reside or visit, approach and depart from in the present and in their future. And in the name of Jesus, we declare healing right now. And I bind in the name of Jesus every demonic spirit of sickness, every spirit of disease, infirmity, infection, impurity, nervous conditions, all types of addiction, any cancerous fluids. We bind pain and all physical complications. We bind sickness and impurities even to our thoughts. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We come against all forms of attacks against our blood, our bones, our organs, our brains, our hearts, our veins, our body tissues, our muscles, our nervous system, and our entire body. We come against any form of attack or sickness against our families, our ministries, our government, our nation, and our country. We pray healing over our neighborhoods. We pray healing over mental disorders and nervous conditions, heart attacks and prescription drugs, addictions to drugs, alcohol. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. We speak healing now, God. Divine healing, divine wholeness, divine wellness. We call forth energy and long life. We call forth strength physically, healing mentally, healing naturally, healing financially, and healing spiritually. Cover us in the name of Jesus. We loose it in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now that our healing is loosed according to your word. For your many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. According to Psalms 103 and 3, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Isaiah 53 and 5 said, but he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of his peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Father, we thank you. According to Psalm 107 and 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. God, I thank you that Jeremiah 17 and 14 says, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. According to Hebrews 13 and 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just like you healed them in the Bible days, God, you can heal me today. According to Psalm 119 and 153,
I want you to believe God. Believe God. I want to bless you before we go off. Praise God. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace. I pray that you have enjoyed the prayers tonight. I pray tonight that you will be healed from everything that tries the devil, because it's the enemy. Your home. Praise God. Be blessed now.
Me internally and externally, as well as my family, my neighborhood, my workplace, and my place of worship. And I decree and I declare that I receive healing in my thinking. I'm whole. I'm healed. Now I can rest, and I pray these words have brought healing according to your name, that I have overcome. I'm no longer bound. I'm no longer sick. I'm no longer stressed out.
Decree.
But thank God by faith,
indeed.
I am healed in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
The prayer of protection. When we think of protection, we think of the state of being protected. It's a point of supervision to support one that is smaller and weaker. It actually means to have coverage. Thank God that through his son Jesus, even though we're sometimes weaker and we're smaller, thank God we have holy and divine coverage. As we go to the throne of grace, we all need protection. We need protection from the evils of this world. We need protection as we leave our homes, as we rest in our neighborhoods, as we work in our workplace. And right now, we go to the throne of grace, knowing that God is our ultimate protector. Father, we thank you today for your divine presence. You alone are God, and you're worthy to be praised. It's an honor to be able to come to your throne at this moment. And I pray in the name of Jesus, for protection. God, we can't cover ourselves. We need you. We need your hand. We need your guidance. We need your insight. For you, God, are eternal. You're our past, our present, and our future. You're our Alpha and you're our Omega. You're our beginning and you're our end. And I'm asking you with a sincere heart today to bless our life. I pray in the name of Jesus that everywhere we go, everything we encounter, every day we exist, we ask you for divine protection. Father, we're living in a world today to where we just don't know. We're living in perilous times. Men are growing more evil, more wicked, so we need your protection. And in the name of Jesus, our entire families, our